All right. Casual Fridays take on a whole new meaning in Utah starting next month. In fact, employers will take more than a casual attitude towards whether employees even show up, because Utah State employees will not be coming in on Fridays. It's a move meant to save on commuting and energy costs. Brigham Young University Assistant Professor Rex Facer has been studying alternative work week experiments across the country. Hello, Professor Facer.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning,
Mike. Thanks for coming on. You started studying alternative work weeks in 2004 when your hometown, Spanish Fork City, implemented a four-day, 10-hour schedule for city employees. So you looked into it. You spoke to employees, employers. What did you find?
Well, we found that the employees really, really liked it. And they, interestingly, reported that they had higher levels of job satisfaction than employees who were not on 4-10 work weeks. They had less work-family balance conflicts, which is a very important issue for a lot of employees, trying to figure out, how do I get the kids to the doctor? How do I make sure I volunteer at the school? All of those kinds of things.
Right. What about the employees? That doesn't surprise me that the employees would like, not having to work that fifth day, even though their whole work week is still the 40 hours. But what about the employers, and what about the needs of the community in terms of getting all the jobs done?
Well, the city itself, I think, liked the experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Although there were some of the elected officials that felt some pressure, and so they actually asked us to bring in a team of students to do a citizen survey as well as looking at the employees. And the interesting thing was that we got very mixed results from the citizens. About a third of the citizens said, hey, we really like being able to go into city offices early or late. A third of them said, we don't care. We really don't interact with the city. And a third of them said, I like the idea of being able to go in on Fridays.
Yeah.
And so our city has actually retreated somewhat, so they're now open on Fridays, although many of the workers still work a 4-10 schedule. They're just having much more complicated balancing of the schedules.
Rex, that sounds good, but did you do the proper regression analysis with a dependent variable being the job satisfaction scale?
Well, we actually did do regression analysis, because that's what academic researchers do.
I read your survey. That was a trick question.
interesting. It's the work-family conflict stuff that is, I think, that's the most interesting piece of this, is that appears to be, at least from our perspective, the piece of the story that's most interesting, is that work-family balance is much more in line with what the employees would like, and it drives job satisfaction.
I know that in rural communities in places like Minnesota, school is 4 days in a row, especially with kids having to drive something like 40 miles sometimes to school. It's about driving and gas costs. Is that a big impetus to really look at this 4-day work week anew, just with the high price of gas?
Renewed emphasis, yes, that's really been kind of the driving catalyst. That was one of the things that Governor Huntsman talked about when he announced the state of Utah moving that way, is that they're just very concerned about how expensive it is for employees to have to commute. And there are other costs other than just the cost of gas, although that's a major one, and all of us, as gas is over $4 a gallon, are feeling that pinch. But it's also, it's the time in the commute. It's the pollution costs. Yeah, so all of those kinds of things are really adding in. But it's that $4 at the gas pump that's really been driving this.
What's the state of it now? Is it going to be done statewide? How many cities and counties are currently experimenting with different schedule for government employees?
Across the nation, we've been doing some preliminary research looking at cities, and it appears that about a sixth of all cities right now are offering just the 4-10, and about half of all cities overall have some type of alternative compressed work week. So some of their employees might be on a 980, which means every other Friday off. Some mm-hmm. of them might be on a 336, which means 12-hour days, and that really gets complicated, and we haven't looked at that very closely yet. But in the state of Utah, it's only going to be mandatory for state employees, and not all state employees are covered. So things like corrections, the university system actually isn't covered.
Right. That makes sense. You can't really, even if you let the guards off, you really can't let the prisoners know they won't be guarded on Fridays. That would not really work.
Exactly.
But, you know, here's my concern, because I work in media, and sometimes we have to call publicists on a Friday afternoon, and the answering machine always says, we're taking summer work hours. And I say to myself, I guess I'm taking summer work hours too now, because I can't get my guy booked. You know, public employees are there to serve the public. What if I need to go to the DMV, and the only time I have to go is a Friday, big sign on the door saying, you know, we're half-staffed? Isn't that, you know, kind of affecting people who haven't opted into the system in an unfair way at times?
And I think that's, you know, probably one of the biggest concerns that, you know, people like I have, is we think about how do we do this and make sure we're meeting the needs of citizens. Most cities, when they've looked at it, have found that Friday is a very low usage day for city services, and that's one of the reasons that they've decided to close down on Friday. But that doesn't solve your problem, that when you need to have government available, you want it available. And so one of the things in the state of Utah, they are trying to do some welfare kinds of services, make sure those are still available on Fridays. And so they are trying to take a look and make sure that kind of critical services, and a lot of cities, for example, that have gone to 410 building inspections are still available. They usually have somebody who's, you know, checking messages so that if there is a critical communications need, that they can be reached on a Friday.
Right. And
is an issue.
In one last delightful work, delightful note, I find your name really nice because you study work, right? And how work, and your name in Latin sort of loosely translates to king of work. Rex
Facer. Well, you know, it is kind of fun to be the king.
You're the king of work. That is pretty cool. All right. Well, thanks for talking to us. Brigham Young, Assistant Professor Rex Facer. Thank you, Rex.
My pleasure. Thank you.
We will also be translating the Latin names of all our guests. Coming up, the ethics of word-of-mouth advertising. You know, it's really ethical, Diet Coke with Lime. If you like ethical diet beverages, you should try Diet Coke with Lime. The lime is mixed right in. Can I get paid now? This is Bryant Park Project from NPR News.